USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is promising to appeal the $83 million in damages ordered by a jury for writer E. Jean Carroll. The New York jury announced the verdict against Trump on Friday. Trump attorney Alina Habba spoke shortly thereafter.
We will set aside that ridiculous jury, and I just want to remind you all of one thing. I will continue with President Trump to fight for everybody's First Amendment right to speak. Everybody's a right to defend themselves when they are wrongfully accused.
Trump called the ruling, quote, absolutely ridiculous on his Truth Social account. He claimed the legal system is being used as a weapon against him. Three U.S. service members killed and an additional 25 wounded over the weekend at an American base in Jordan in a drone attack launched by Iranian-backed militias. That's according to the White House, which says U.S. officials are considering options for a response now. It's unclear if they plan to release any other details. Negotiations in the U.S. Senate on a new border bill are ongoing. One of the people involved with those talks is U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, a Democrat. He explained why he favors the efforts underway to find bipartisan compromise on the immigration issue.
We are going to pass legislation which would be the biggest bipartisan reform of our border and immigration laws in 40 years.
On the campaign trail over the weekend, President Biden vowed to shut down the border if Congress gives him the authority to do it.
Bipartisan bill would be good for America and help fix our broken immigration system and allow speedy access for those who deserve to be here. And Congress needs to get it done.
President Biden campaigns in South Carolina ahead of the Democrat primary in that state.
Super Bowl 58 is now set. The reigning champion Kansas City Chiefs will defend their title against the NFC San Francisco 49ers. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Homeless individuals in California are now reportedly digging caves under the Tuolumne River in order to find shelter. The Golden States continue to face issues with homeless populations, both in urban centers and elsewhere. Recent collaborative efforts with the cave dwellers involved the Modesto Police Department and the Tuolumne River Trust, where they say officers and volunteers have removed approximately 7,600 pounds of trash from the caves and surrounding areas. U.S. gross domestic product is up more than expected for the last 3 months of 2023. Wall Street predicted a 2% rise. It's actually 3.3% growth for the final quarter of the year. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen arguing in favor of the Biden administration's policies during an event in Chicago last week.
We've capped insulin costs for Americans on Medicare at $35 per month. We're also working to bring energy-related costs down more.
At the same time, a new study from Bankrate shows less than half of all Americans are prepared for a $1,000 emergency expense. If you're planning your winter vacation, the State Department has two locations on a travel advisory list. USA's Laura Winters.
A warning to Americans traveling to the Bahamas, as there have been 18 murders there so far this year. Now, earlier in the week, the State Department putting Jamaica on a travel advisory list due to an increase in violence there.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.